Okay, let's get into this. Today, we are doing a deep dive on, well, a single absolutely massive cultural event. It's one of those things that really acts as a pivot point for history, art, and community impact.
It really does. We're talking about French Polynesia, and specifically a photographic exhibition that's coming up. And it's trying to do something huge, redefine how the islands see themselves, and just as importantly, how the world sees them.
The show is called Te Mata Otemua Heritage a Horizon.
Right, which translates to the eyes of the earth. And that, I mean, that title alone just sets the stage for this whole conversation and that perspective about ownership.
Exactly. And our mission today is to go beyond just the, you know, logistics of it all and really get into the symbolic weight of this project.
Why now? What is it trying to do artistically?
Yeah.
And what's the, you know, the real concrete difference it's trying to make on the ground?
And we've got the precise details for you. The exhibition is set to run at the Musée de Tahiti Thesisail Teferi Manaha. It kicks off in late October 2026 and runs all the way through to the end of January 2027. So a big 3-month centerpiece.
And what's so fascinating right from the jump is the timing. It's so intentional. This isn't just a random gallery opening. The organizers have choreographed this whole thing around a dual celebration point. It gives it this incredible depth.
Right, a global timeline converging with a deeply local one. That's the key.
It is.
So on the global side, you've got the worldwide celebration of the bicentenary of photography. 200 years. I mean, that's a huge historical anchor, isn't it? The moment we first reliably captured light.
Precisely. A massive Western invented milestone. But, and this is the brilliant part, they paired it locally with Matari Nia,
which is a profound traditional Polynesian event.
It is. It marks the first appearance of the Pleiades constellation. That's Matari in the night sky. And its position signals the start of the season of abundance.
So, if I'm getting this right, the traditional calendar sees this as a time of, like, rebirth, planting, feasting, community, all of that, coming out of a period of scarcity.
That's it, exactly. It's a fundamental moment of renewal in the natural cycle.
So you have the birth of this, you know, global mechanical medium, the camera, coinciding with the most important organic traditional sign of new life in the islands.
Yes. It's a beautiful intellectual juxtaposition, and it immediately raises questions. You know, what happens when the imported technology of observation, the camera, meets this internal, deeply rooted cultural observation of the stars?
And that's where the insight is. This convergence makes sure that November 2026 isn't just another date. It positions the islands not as, and I'm quoting the organizers here, a simple exotic decor, but as an active, critical participant in the global celebration.
They're setting the terms of engagement. They're seizing the moment to redefine the whole relationship. It's like Polynesia saying, we see your 200 years of photography, and we are marking it on our own terms, according to our cycle of time and abundance.
Let's move to the core concept of the exhibition then, because that tension you just described, that's the whole point of the show.
It's the central argument. They call it regards croisés, or crossed perspectives. The whole thing is built around two thematic pillars to explore these views.
Okay, so the first one is heritage. Heritage. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about memory, traces, the cultural and human imprint on the landscape, the fenua, which is so much more than just land, right? It's the whole life-giving environment.
Right. It's the inward look, the intensely localized view. And then you have the total contrast. Horizons.
Which flips the perspective.
Completely. It's about transformation, travel, openness, how Polynesia engages with the wider world. It's the outward-looking, forward-moving view.
And the genius of it is how they literally bring these two poles into dialogue. They're placing two distinct artistic voices side by side.
That's right. The show pairs original series from local members of Objective Image Tahiti So, a collective voice rooted in the day-to-day reality, with selected works from a huge international name, Jimmy Nelson.
Okay, now that raises a question immediately. I mean, they must have seen this coming. Jimmy Nelson is famous for his grand, sometimes idealized, portraits of indigenous communities. So if the goal is to avoid being seen as exotic decor, isn't there a risk in pairing local photographers with a global artist whose work can sometimes embody that very romanticized external gaze?
That is the risk, 100%. And they are leaning right into it. They're forcing the conversation.
So the pairing isn't for harmony.
No, it's for confrontation. They're using Nelson's powerful, globally recognized style as a kind of mirror. The audience is meant to compare the local nuanced reality from Objective Image Tahiti with Nelson's aesthetic, which often focuses on preserving a perceived tradition.
So the value is in the discussion it sparks. It forces you, the viewer, to ask yourself, what am I bringing to this image? What am I missing in that one?
Exactly. And to make sure Nelson's work is grounded and contemporary, he's not just sending old prints. He's actually doing an artistic residency in the Marquesas Islands for a few weeks, starting in June, months before the show. So he's creating new work specifically for this.
That residency context is so important. It confronts the internal view with the exogenous or external view. It's an exercise in critical representation.
And that representation is anchored in history, thanks to the co-producer, the Musée de Tahiti, Ace Azil. They're bringing in a third historical voice to the dialogue.
How does the museum's part fit into this modern artistic clash?
Well, they're providing the historical lineage for the local perspective. They're connecting the present all the way back over a century. The museum is going to be exhibiting these little-known works from Tahitian photographers from the end of the 19th and early 20th centuries.
That is fascinating, because the narrative we usually get of photography in the Pacific is told through the eyes of European travelers. So, to feature Tahitian photographers from that era, why are their works so little known?
They're just often overlooked in big international collections, you know, because the focus was always on the explorers who arrived. But these early Tahitian photographers were capturing their own daily life, their families. By linking their historical images to the contemporary work, the exhibition proves the Fenua has always been watching itself. It reinforces that whole heritage idea with tangible proof.
That adds so much weight to it. Okay, let's pivot from the art history to the real world impact, because there's this really dedicated solidarity component focused on the Marquesas, the same place Nelson is visiting. Why the special focus there?
The Marquesas are the guest of honor territory. They represent this incredible cultural wealth, but also, you know, specific geographical challenges. The project basically recognizes that art has to serve the community it draws inspiration from.
And that service comes through a very specific mechanism, a caritative sale, a charity sale.
Exactly. This is the applied power of the art. There's going to be a limited sale of 3 or 4 of Jimmy Nelson's fine art prints. And the key detail here is that the integral benefits, 100% of the proceeds, go directly back to the territory.
That is a huge commitment. So the funds don't just go into some general arts fund. They're earmarked for a specific cultural, heritage, or youth project right there in the Marquesas.
Yeah, the stated goal is so clear, and it's a beautiful concept. Les images des Marquises reviennent au Fenua pour financer un projet concret sur le territoire. The images of the Marquesas return to the Fenua to fund a concrete project. The art becomes a direct, sustainable investment in the island's future.
That kind of commitment needs serious logistical support. Let's zoom out and look at the ambition here, because this is clearly a high-profile international event.
The goals are very strategic. First, inscribe Polynesian in the world celebration. Second, position the venue as a space of cultural creation, not just a backdrop. And third, you know, to really valorize the local creators by putting them in direct dialogue with a signature like Nelson.
And to do that, the execution plan, what they're calling le dispositif, it's extensive. It's more than just the exhibition itself.
Oh, yeah. It's a whole program. There's a major gala opening, the Vernissage, to get international press there. And crucially, there's public outreach, a big conference, a roundtable, and a masterclass with a guest of honor. It makes the exhibition an educational hub.
And that international reach, that's where the partnerships come in. They need global visibility.
Precisely. And let's look at who's involved. You've got Tahiti Tourism as the partner for image and exposure. Their job is to be the global media relay. They handle logistics like transport and accommodation, but their strategic role is getting the word out to international markets.
It's a global megaphone, and then you need to get people there, which is where Air Tahiti Niuai comes in.
Right, the partner for transport and event. Their involvement aligns the national airline with a premium cultural event. They're providing the international round-trip flights, basically acting as a cultural ambassador, carrying this high-value content to and from the world stage.
And supporting that premium visibility is Smile Communication.
Yes, the communication partner.
Yeah.
Their role is to accelerate the story by putting content and interviews in the Air Tahiti Nui in-flight magazine. It's a strategic shortcut, really. It means the narrative reaches that international visitor demographic directly.
And finally, none of it actually appears on the walls without the funding for the physical presentation, which is where private patronage Missanat comes in.
Those private backers are footing the bill for the production quality, the big grand format prints, the scenography. Their money ensures the physical show matches the high ambition of the concept.
It's a real blend of public institutions, private money, international exchange, all orchestrated for this one single moment of cultural self-definition.
The professional scope is incredible. I mean, if you just recap the timeline, you can see how planned it all is. Concept validation started way back in late 2025.
Then early 2026 was for signatures confirming Jimmy Nelson's residency.
Spring and summer were all about the artistic core selecting the photo series and launching the initial communication campaign.
T3 2026, the final push on production, making the prints, finalizing the design.
And then it all culminates in November 2026. The installation, the gala opening, the conference, that crucial charity sale, all timed perfectly with Matarjania. The timing just elevates it from an exhibition to a true cultural event.
So what this all means for you is you get access to this landmark exhibition. You get to witness 200 years of photographic history converging with a traditional season of abundance. It's a rare chance to see these unprecedented regards croisés, these crossed perspectives, and reconsider the whole power dynamic of the camera.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it's about the applied power of the image. The charity sales are the key. The artistic value generated by the Marquesas is returning immediately and financially to fund specific cultural and youth projects right there. Which leaves you with a really important question to think about. What happens when photography's role shifts entirely? When it stops just capturing a landscape, documenting what's there, and starts actively shaping its future? When a territory consciously uses its own art to fund its own growth, the images of the earth are, quite literally, giving back to the earth.